It provided the same kind of a condition of oxygen, vegetation, and everything. So that tells you already that, but they're too far away for it to be overpopulated, to go above. But they have spotted and identified 200 of them. So you see, again, the planets go this way around the sun, right? There's one planet doing this.
Oh, yes. So what does that mean? Why would it, so how is that going to affect the other ones?
Star Wars.
Which planet is it?
Uranus.
What about,
in the past. Star Wars in the past, yeah. And that's why I got to remember.
We are heading for a second Star War. We had one enough. It's up to us to wake up to a universal, compassionate, cooperative existence. They would not want to interfere with us, but they don't want to be interfered either. Because they're learning their lessons. But what is the problem is this. They have come to realize that their body types cannot outlast the carbon-based body type. But their body types can live as long as the carbon-based body type, but it will not be strong as a carbon-based body type. Now you've seen a picture called Cuckoo, it's maybe some of the picture, when they asked the guy, is there eternal life or, what do you say, he said, I don't know about that, but I promise you, what is a continuous opportunities to discover life.
Well, now I have a quick question here. John Lilly, when he was experimenting with the drug ketamine, supposedly had the experience of speaking with entities from another whatever. And they communicated to him the story that part of what's happening throughout the universe is that solid state entities are making a great effort to become the ruling entity. And that it's already happened to a great extent on this planet. Well, it would seem like that silicon, the silicon chip, is solid state.
What do you think carbon is?
Pardon?
What do you think carbon is?
Is carbon solid state?
Yes.
But it sounded to me, now see, I don't have a great understanding of physics and all of this, but it sounded to me like that because we are moving beings, we are not solid state.
And carbon is the ultimate solid state. That's why it will cut silicon to pieces. But the two together can last the same length of time. The diamond quality of carbon is the ultimate solid state. Diamond is not a mineral. Diamond is a state of carbon at its maximum heat. You take a carbon and raise the heat beyond the charcoal level to a higher crystalline formation level, and you have a diamond effect. Now you can't do that with silicon. But if you combine carbon with silicon, you can make it bulletproof. Now that's the option silicon has with carbon. But carbon is definitely the only one that is carbon based or diamond. That's why it is said, to him that overcometh, I will not send forth a second time, but I'll make him a pillar, that's a solid state, in the house of the Lord. The diamond body is a body provided for those individuals who goofed up in the other three type of bodies. So it's called a carbon-based body. And out of it, through the process of going from a charcoal, which is a black light, to this solid condition of not breaking down, diamond is the carbon. But when they say the solid state bodies have already been established here on the earth, they are inferring to a book called The Incorruptibles. There is over 366 case histories of carbon-based bodies mm-hmm. not breaking down.
But that's not the way they were presenting it as they related to him. They were presenting it more as machinery beginning to dominate the universe.
The machinery, I'm well aware of what you're talking about, but you see, at the level of intellect in a carbon-based body that has not reached the diamond level, would be subjugated by that type of machine mechanism. Or when this carbon-based body has reached the diamond body, it will not be able to do that. Now, I don't think what metal you think a machine body can reach the ultimate without breakdown in chemistry. We got all of them right here now, and a few more, but I didn't talk with the radicals, but which metal do you think capable in making metal into a machine that will withstand any type of bombardment?
Yttrium. Yttrium.
That's right. Yet, you have yttrium in you.
You know what?
I talked about it three times.
Here's an option. You see, I'm familiar with what you're talking about. Well, ladies work, and they're solid state people. Mm-hmm. Do you know? There's a story that goes like this. A deva and an asura were battling each other. They were both using the same mantra. The asura mispronounced his mantra and blew himself apart. The deva is a silicon body. The asura was a sulfur body. Both using the same resonance frequency, or one misreacted to the resonance and it imploded.
But along that line, why haven't some, or is that what some of this Army, Navy, Air Force, the cattle mutilations and the people that have been supposedly taken up and worked on and then put back down? That why hasn't there been the silicon carbon marriage stuff coming together so we could have some bulletproof people walking around?
They're trying that.
They have.
They're trying it, but how are they trying it, and are we working on it from our end, or can we not do that?
We want technology. They need the body. They want the vegetable matter. Right. We want their technology.
Right. So there's,
that's the trade.
But I don't sense that there's a trade. What I pick up is they just come down and without much moral perpetrator, they just go and get what they want and they.
I like the way you isolate yourself behind certain words.
Okay.
I like the way you isolate yourself behind certain words. And using the condition of they to us. I back you up a little bit before you have a new day, you said. In 1492, a guy was sitting at a table and saying to somebody, this word is wrong. And everybody says, how can you prove that? It's flat. He said, well, if I go west, I can end up east, and we can get all the silk and the spices we need, instead of going all the way east overland, having to battle with those jerks. we can go west and end up east. Who wants to finance it? No. We don't know what west looks like because nobody's ever been there before. So somebody says, okay, we'll finance it. Then how you know if you really arrive at west? So up comes a guy, his name is Pope, takes a map of this so-called flat world, draws a straight line through it, and says, you people of Portugal, under the king of Portugal, all the land of the east is yours. Go get it. But don't forget me. You people of Spain, all the land west is yours. Go get it. Don't forget me. Now if you run into any person living there, convert them to Christ. You may be sitting in 1492 out there in Europe being told by her over there to go with the money to come westward. He's the guy who draw the line and you can go westward. And we're the two people sitting over here in our western area thinking of the dog, the coyote, the fox. We don't even know the heck you exist. And argued what we're going to do with this deer skin. Then over there, these two, way back in the other part of the east, they may be playing around in the sand dunes. And so the one that was told to go east don't even know they exist, but they're going to try when they get there to convert or own. Now, the level of intellect is the level of experiment. The level of intellect is the level of curiosity. The level of intellect is the level of control. We are curious with our little control that this tribe here don't take away our water hole. I don't want to wake up tomorrow morning and find I don't have access to the Rio Grande and all the Mohawks line up there or all the Comanches line up there. Well, we don't even know you exist. Well, let's say one of our shaman tells us tomorrow morning, I just had a dream last night and I see the golden god approaching in big ships coming to our world. What am I going to say? He can't come? Or you dream in sham because we don't have ships. Oh, you got a little canoe. And you say you saw three big ships? Yes, moving in the wind. Don't have no need of paddles, but strictly moving and coming. And they're all glistening in beautiful glowing light. That's the armor you're wearing, you know. And they have this wonderful fire stick. That's the musket you got. So what I'm going to say to my tribe, well, they come, we try to be friendly, the Lord is big, we share it, I don't know anything I can do, so okay, you land, and you look around, somebody comes and tells me, chief, we see big canoe. Pato. Yeah. Nobody rowing it, but he move with big white paper leaf like. Where is he? Go watch. That's strange. You stay here, keep track. I go get my men. And we beat boom, 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 boom. We got problems. Right away, I think you're a friend or an enemy. In your mind, you got one intention to go, but find land or find something that you coming to look at. You don't even know I exist. But if you run into me, you only got one statement, Christianizing. Okay, ready? Good. That's just the format. You arrive,
You look around, nobody there. And after a while, you take your musket and you hit the ground. In the name of Isabella of Spain, I claim this land. Meantime, I'm behind a rock, all dressed up in my feathers, and I got only a tomahawk, maybe a bow and arrow, or a club. Ain't no threat to you when I come out. I'm trying to greet you. But before you believe it's a greeting, you raise your musket. Pow, pow! You didn't wait for me to say what? Okay, I'm talking, I'm gyrating. Glad you come or what? You don't know. Pow, pow! Two of my men follow. That's the agony, then the war begins. No. We claim the land, we own it, we develop it, and then we look up at the sky. There must be greater minerals out there that we need to keep this IBM machine going better. We need certain things in all over. And we start thinking of how to get out there. In the meantime, somebody out there is looking at our planet the same way you look at the 1492 session. In 1492, you were the one who's going to go out west to colonize. Now that you're an advanced group of people, you're looking at the other destination. But back in 1492, somebody living out there was looking at this planet as a, immature place to come to check it out, see what. Good. We build all our illusions and we're going to go out there because we don't see anything from our technology to interfere or to say that anything is existing out there. We're going to go with the same 1492 attitude. And we arrive and we plunk, plunk, in the name of this place, we claim in this. But then we run into some joker who doesn't look like us, he's a threat. And if he makes any attempt, our little pistol ain't seeming to work because he does like that with his hand and all of a sudden there's a light shield and the bullets are bumping off back on the ground like a duds. Then he may take a little stick like that, make a few movements like that, and you find yourself totally like this. You can't move with your gun and everything. And then they walk over to you like this. Very wonderful specimen for research, doctor. We should take it back home and into our laboratory because you came out looking for new life forms that are practical for our researches. Equally true or not, you did the same thing when you took up the guinea pig and looked at it to find a way to cure some kind of illness. Out there, they are sophisticated in their thinking. We are their guinea pig right now. Now here comes the joke. Back in 1492, you arrive, you hit the ground with your musket, in the name of Isabella Spain, I claim this land. Me and her behind the rock with our little paint and everything. So we got them 60 machine guns in 1492. Were you saying you were gonna do? What are you gonna do now? You can throw the musket and rush back to Queen Isabella Stella. She can shove it, right? And that's what the phenomenon is facing us now. With our idea going out to space, thinking we're going to run into what? Nobody out there, and they're turning out to be highly technical, not looking like us. Because the guy behind the rock in 1492 didn't look like a guy wearing his, what? Metallic suit. Mm-hmm. Up there, we're going to run into forms that are not going to cope with us, and may like us or may not like us. So we're in that predicament, is to say, is it wise to go with the attitude of trying to colonize, claim, own, or is it wise to go with the attitude to
have an exchange with an open attitude of cooperative, because there are three things you can do, any life form. One, kill out of fear. Two, use you as a specimen for research, because you don't belong to their lifestyle. You pick up one of them, you're going to do it. You're going to use it as a specimen of research, right? Mm-hmm. If you meet it and you don't talk, either one, you're going to pull the trigger to go boom, boom, and knock out the other. That's one of the two things they got, right? Kill first, then you're going to experiment. Then the third thing is, maybe we goofed. Maybe there is hope that we could exchange some type of information that could help both of us to move on to a cooperative lifestyle. That would be the third thing, but that would be the last thing to emerge before the other two.
So in other words, don't hang around with UFOs for a while.
Either way, we're going to be a specimen for observation, mm-hmm. or a threat mm-hmm. to us, because they may be crossing our technological lines with their equipment. Mm-hmm. But then, how could they be crossing our lines when we discover them existing there with our equipment? Are they crossing our lines, or maybe we are interfering with their lines? Mm-hmm. See what I mean? They might have been traveling there, not interested in us, and suddenly we reach a level of
electronic pollution.
And then we spot their existence. We got that to contend with. And I'm not saying that we're not trying to do all kind of research here to validate their existence. We're going to validate their existence more and more for two reasons. We can't be constantly cluttering the cosmos with mechanical gadgets mm-hmm. to record information about the existence of anything out there, and not run into the problem of being proven right or wrong. We shoot a satellite up there, right? To do what? Check the air to see. What is it checking? Is there somebody up there? Or not? If there's nobody up there, who the hell wants to go there in the first place? Unless we fed up down here in the process of killing each other, are making it miserable to live with one another. Then we're going to run out to go there. But if we're not making it miserable, and we're not killing each other, and we're learning to cooperate, is this a better place to live on than out there? Which of the two of them would be the better place to live on? You bet this would be the better place to live on, because why?
Because we're made to fit it.
Yes. But we don't know that until we run into some individual who may make us aware that they're not too interested in us, but we may be the specimen they're looking for to validate that there is more life on the universe apart from theirs. And we may have to accept temporary specimen observation and go on to temporary isolation, and then possible permanent cooperation.
Yeah. Donalo, if we were another based body before we came into this base, haven't we volunteered on some level those who have become used for research? They must have volunteered to do that when they were in that based body.
Now let me explain, friend. When the creative intelligence made the first type of man and send them out to occupy the universe, not own it, he made silicon, sulfur, methane. But they were drafted. We were in all three forms. And we tried to possess whatever we came upon to be our own, wanting to realize that we cannot be attached or own anything. So we fought among ourselves in a very vicious manner, starting the first Star Wars in the universe, simply because all three body types had the ability to do this. Blow up! Red! Think of that first. And see what the possibilities would be if you got a bone stuck in your teeth.
If you what?
A bone stuck in your teeth. We're going to throw it.
Away. Away.
Where?
Don't throw it in my spot.
That's what I mean. You throw it in somebody else's territory.
Don't, he'll tell you, don't throw it in my spot. We all got the same power to make bread or fish, anything we want to materialize, to eat, and blow away anything that is threatening. But then we got the residue to consider. We ain't start a war yet. We all got this power with our big fat mouth. Silicon, methane, and sulfur. We can manifest anything we want with our mouth. We got the power to have dominion. But we're running into the next thing that is going to cause attachment or ownership. Residue is the cause of the war. Let's say you materialize fish to eat, and I materialize fish to eat. But both fish have bones. After you finish eating the fish, where would you put your bones? Where you sit down?
I mean, are you asking me literally?
Yeah, literally. If you have this power, I give you
the
choice.
Well, if you have the power to materialize the fish, don't you have the power to dematerialize?
Materialize the bones.
Then you're hypnotizing yourself.
Why?
Because it's not valid.
Why? I mean, if you can materialize...
Then you didn't need to eat in the first place, if you're going to dematerialize the bone.
Mm. Well, if you materialize the fish, you don't need to eat.
Ah.
You could have materialized a fish without bones.
Aha. Now, show me the fish without the bone.
Already
bored. You see the problem? You see the problem?
Yeah, right.
Because you can't Xerox it. Because it doesn't exist in the first place. Creation didn't create a fish without bones.
Correct.
Okay, I'll buy that.
So, you materialize the fish, it has bones. You eat all the meat around it. Now where are you going to throw the bones? We're all sitting in the room here, you know. You may be silicon body. I may be a silicon body. She may be a sulfur body. You met him. We're all here. But we're in the room sitting in our own chair space. We all materialize fish to eat. We eat the fish, but then we're stuck with the bone.
Why would their problem be any stronger than ours with garbage?
Wait. We are stuck with the bone as a residue. It starts the war among us. You don't throw the bone in my chair. You tell me, don't throw my bone in your chair. And everybody in this room starts to argue where to throw the bone. Because what? If for 8 days we sit down and eat fish, we're going to have a pile of bones out in the leftover, and where are we going to throw it? Or sit on it? And that's what triggered the whole contest in the universe, because man didn't know what to do with his residue. He was then trapped in that consciousness, and the war began among themselves for possession of position, where to dump the waste. Alright, we trigger a Star War, but in the most vicious way. We didn't take up an atom bomb and explode it and throw it in your face. Our Star Wars began this way. We were repeating mantras, sonic wave, boom, boom, boom. So we're throwing sonic booms at each other. Because you can butylize a fish, you can what? Blast you down with words.
Many chances.
And so the Star Wars began to splatter around us, deciding on sides, taking sides. Okay, we see what we have done with our mouth, and we realize that we can't leave it like that, we gotta clean it up. Because there's no place for us to go than where we are, and we are responsible for it, we gotta clean it up. But our present body frame don't permit us to clean it up properly. We need another body frame as a compensation for the misapplied energy with the mouth. So creative intelligence provides the fourth body frame, but you can only get it to use if you volunteer to go into it to clean up the mistake you made while using the other three body frames. The other three body frames, you were drafted. You didn't have a single thing to do but to go, but you fought among yourself because you felt afraid that you wouldn't get anything to hold on to represent you. But then, when you decide to clean up, a body frame is provided. Uterine canal. But if you want to clean up now, you got to go through the uterine canal and get rid of your viciousness by fighting your way to victory to be a winner. So you'll appreciate where the real anguish of viciousness originates and correct it. Do you want to go down? And if you do go down and you do manage to overcome your viciousness and your possessiveness, I'll reward you with permanentness. No permanentness?
Time and body.
Good. Then you don't have to look for possessiveness or attachmentness. You got permanentness now. Boy, is that a chance. Who wants to go first? The most vicious one will want to go first. Why? Because we're always vicious enough to find out if it's true or false.
How were they vicious, Adana? Like vicious in the way...
Come on, get out of my way. Don't bother me. Why are you throwing your bones at my spot? Take it back. That's the kind of vicious way we are trying to own position in our assertiveness.
What element is viciousness?
Wait a minute, can I just... five body types. So when you become the driver of the car, are you becoming the driver of those other four aspects of yourself?
That's right. We'll come to the element.
Okay, but now I want to understand what he just said. When he's saying the other body types, he's talking about membranes. Is that what he's talking about when he says the other five body types? And in carbon base, if you decide to become
relating to
the driver, then you're saying you are willing to
go through
the karma of what you've done. Is that it?
You're willing to correct the mistakes of what you have done in the other previous bodies, mm-hmm. in a body made of carbon, mm-hmm. that is offering you a compensation for doing it.
But what is the actual act that compensates for your past acts?
Cleaning up.
You just answered it.
Okay, but that means cleaning up this body that I'm in right here. Is my contribution to atoning for that other behavior.
Yeah. No, you didn't wait till I told you what is the cause of it so you can go do it. We were told if we wanted to clean up the body or clean up the mistake we made in the Star Wars or the, through the wrong use of our sonics, we have an option to volunteer. Now, volunteer is quite a different thinking than being drafted. The first three bodies were drafted. They didn't have a single choice in the matter. But they were given the power that is irrevocable, the power to control the atom by the spoken word, instantaneous manifestation of any statement. But the biggest destructive power by attachment is locked up. It's like sitting on a powder keg or a time bomb waiting to go off with your mouth. You can make something to satisfy your desire, but you can't get rid of the residue, no place, because every spot is occupied by a person who owns it through the same power. And that's what forced us to start up a division among ourselves. Where do you throw the residue? Alright? We goofed. We were then given a chance to volunteer and correct it. So a fourth body was set up. It's called a carbon-based body. But it has two functions. One function, it acts as a charcoal, blocking out every capability that you can utilize as a silicon, methane, or sulfur body. You couldn't be given the opportunity to manifest. You have to be born now. The other three types aren't born, they are instant manifestations. The carbon-based body requires birth. And when it requires birth, it has to go through the uterine canal and express its viciousness to be a winner. Now, it doesn't know what those spirits are going to do. It has to take that chance through the volunteering, and it has to work through the 9 months of distress to come out. And even, he got no guarantee, then when they cut the cord, he'll never breathe. This is a tremendous penalty imposed upon the viciousness, but at the same time, a tremendous opportunity to transcend the viciousness to be the volunteer to correct the problems of the mistake that we abused or caused to be existing. Now, we come out. We're already told that we can't use our so-called power of the voice, because a baby can't do it. We're also...
I didn't follow that. The baby can't do it.
Which baby can move a mountain right away and come out?
The power of the voice.
Okay. In other words, we don't remember that.
That's right.
Okay.
Now, listen carefully. You say we don't remember. Then this is what is turned on in that carbon-based body. Its ability to control the atom that it previously had in the other bodies is temporarily turned down to restrain it from abuse. And now the role that is required for it to function, to regain it, is it must be cooperative to its environment, it must care for the environment and nurture it in order to function in it. So,
and that will turn it back up.
The other three bodies manifest fruit right off the air and eat it, and they got a residue to throw away. They don't spend no time growing fruit. They don't spend no time caring for fruit. They don't spend no time worrying about whether if the weather is going to be ideal for them to have fruit. They are able to manifest fruit anytime, any place, but they're stuck with the residue. Now the volunteering body is returned to the environment, and he has to correct it, because why? He goofed up through his ignorance. He is working out his viciousness through the birth canal. Then he's working it out through the cutting of the umbilical cord, and he's working it out through nursing with a mother. Then he's working it out to have to go plant the soil and reap it and grow it and function with it. These are all the requirements of the carbon-based body. And if it handles it, it will have these powers turned back up again as a compensation for going through those levels of anguish that will change the carbon through the charcoal into the diamond. Now, the diamond aspect is a non-breakdown. That's the same aspect we find in a caterpillar turning into a butterfly, solid state. Over the centuries of correction and volunteering in the carbon-based body, we have on record approximately 300 to 400 non-decomposing organisms, and some of them have already left no organism to decompose or be recognized they were ever here. But they did it in the carbon-based body, and they're confronting those brothers and sisters in this methane, sulfur, and silicon bodies to show them we volunteer, we accomplish it, and we are here. You are still here and are not coming down. When are you going to come down? Uh-huh. When are you going to clean up? When are you going to finish your act? And some of them said, well, we don't know if this is really how we got to go. There are too many crazy things, you guys. We observe it, we don't know. Well, pick your choice. Are you going to come or not? Well, I better watch. That's a nice mother. That's a nice father. You mean I got to shut down this mechanism, take a chance of his penis through her belly or the ovary, and if I'm lucky, I can get a body? And the other one who was mastered said, yeah, man, that's the way it goes. I did it already, and I'm here to show you. Look at it. You want to go or you don't want to go? Well, maybe the, what about miscarriage? Well, that's the chance you got to take. What about abortion? That's the chance you got to take. Oh my gosh. Can I sneak it? I don't. No, you have to ask. Hi. How would you like to know what to do tomorrow before it happens? This miserable world where you don't care where you go. First, all the guys give you a bunch of cotton cloth.
No, I prefer first.
Yeah, I know. But in order for me to experiment, I need this body just for an hour. Would you let me use it for an hour? And I'll let you get the idea of how to get some furs tomorrow. So you can wear it.
Yeah, you can have my body for an hour if you want.
Okay, good sleep. I am Mr. Ramu. I'm here to tell you I'm from Bahu. Then the always up is just, you know, get the hell out of my body. Man, look what happened. I've been dumped here. And I can't get... I told you, that's not the road, but you want to go. They kick you out. Yeah, but I'll tell you what, they like my idea.
Yeah.
Maybe you can have a going tradition. How long, we don't know. And that's what the biological telephone thing is. We're not here to condemn it.
Hmm?
It is because I can't trust taking a chance to volunteer with the carbon-based body if I may be a victim of a goof-up or a victim
Say that one more time. You can't take the
chance in a carbon-based body
uh-huh.
and be a victim of a goof-up. All right, I decide this is the pair I want to work with. I look at them, observe them, they're nice. So I'm going to take the chance to go into them. To be born, to come out as a child. But then halfway through the journey, things may be bad for him or her, and comes to the point, says, honey, the way it's going, I don't think it will work out. You've had a fall and hurt yourself, and you check with the doctor, and the doctor says, madam,
the worst thing is going to happen. This child may be stillborn, or practical thing is to go ahead and have an abortion. I'm this guy who's supposed to come in, taking my full chance that it'll work out, and circumstances, no, what happened? I can't make it. They couldn't pull it off, so I'm back out standing again in the cold shoulder, looking for another bloody beer to get back in.
Do you get a second chance?
Hmm?
Do you get another chance, or...?
That's right, so, but that's what the situation is. Now, if I take the chance and plunge, and that's where I trust now. All right, let's say you came back from doing it, and you're telling me to go take my chance. And I look at you, yeah, man, you got the diamond body. You really made it. And you went down there, and you volunteered, and you went through it. Yeah, you... And I look, okay, I'm going to take a chance. Right then. And I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting. 9 months coming. Pow, I'm on. Now, what would be the worst thing or the best thing when I come out at the 9 months is this. I can't remember who I am. That's my worst thing. Mm-hmm. My best thing is, hi, Mom, I'm Captain J. Street Smith from my 865 Titan. And I'm a carbon. Oh, and I'm in the carbon. What are you going to say? Oh, shut up, you
bloody. Well, okay, but I think
don't freak out the time frame.
But you already get it when you look at that little person in your arms and they're looking at you, and
yeah,
you can tell they're looking.
That's
at
right.
You.
That's right. You see, the thing is this: I will be in her arms, sitting there, looking at her eyes, knowing I'm from another planet, in another body form, trying to reconcile my mistakes using a carbon-based body, and I'm looking, and there is no clairaudient connection going on. Because why, she has volunteered, and he has volunteered, for a carbon-based body to resolve the viciousness and to transcend it by taking on the load of being parent. I come in now in the carbon-based body. I have to face down my extrasensory capability or control over the atom and look at each other in this base body and can't make the bridge. My fear is I'm not permitted to use my power, which I relished in the other body, temporarily suspended in this body. Her anguish is, she don't remember, she had hers turned down, but she's happy to have me now to comfort her as a mother. That's the biggest anguish that will go on. But if I came out saying to her, hi, Mom, and then start quoting a heck of a lot of data, and she look at me, she'll have two choices: to call or slap me or do something to shut me up.
Is when Rudolf Steiner talked about the fact that, I mean, he said that a child goes in and out through the first 7 years. Is he referring to remembering that the child does remember having been another base body and having had those powers?
Yeah.
And that by the time the teeth
mm-hmm.
fall out,
yeah,
the door closes.
Yeah.
Is that what he was referring to?
Memory bank.
But I don't think you ever really forget, do you?
You do not.
Teeth
forget.
Or not.
You don't have that.
It's temporarily turned down, not
yeah.
turned off. Therefore, when you come in, every child is born with convex vision, the capacity to see through the atomic structure, and every child is born with the capacity to do what is about.
Speak.
Suck.
Use sonics to change.
Use sonics
to
alter the atomic structure. But it is temporarily suspended. In the mouth, and allowed to look with the eyes. The parent, not knowing, they may put salt into the mouth of the child prematurely before 3 years, and therefore the ability to see convexly is turned down, not turned off. They nursed the baby with the milk, and the ability to control the atom by the mouth is also temporarily shut down.
By nursing the child? Yeah.
These are all things of temporary shutdown.
But if the child came in and was not given milk,
and it didn't get salt.
It didn't get salt.
The first thing it will do is walk off the bed. Oh. Sorry, there's one. I'm waiting for your videotape now from Italy. The case history of the baby that walked off the bed as soon as it was born.
Oh crap! That was awesome.
I'm waiting for it from Italy. Doctor.
When I was born, they said that caused a phenomenon in the hospital because I tried to crawl away, raised my head, and tried to crawl away, and they had to stop me. It really caused a phenomenon. I've never seen it before.
Is the big catch, though, once you make that choice and go through the birth canal, there's no going back?
No.
Is that true?
Yeah.
There's no going back?
No.
That's it. You're committed. And the only way out
is to go forward.
The only way out is to master yourself, diamond body.
Yeah. Oh, so even if you're aborted, that's what you're back. You're on the wheel then, as far as having to look for the next
you're
body.
That's right.
You're in line.
So until then, oh, I see. So that's the lifetime thing, the sense of karma. You've committed to that whole program.
Exactly. And that's why they don't want to take the chance with a carbon-based parent who may be in a position to incomplete the process for them.
Then why are people being wildly born in third world countries?
Yeah, that is amazing.
People are born in third world countries in large quantities because they are the carbon-based bodies who fought among themselves and died with the vengeance of getting even.
Mm-hmm. While they were carbon-based. Yeah.
Now, let me show you something. Mm. There was a guy by the name of Joshua. He prayed that the sun will stand still for 24 hours so that he can carry on a war in the name of God. The people who he was slaughtering were defending their own belief systems, but in the end they lost due to the zealousness of Joshua. The sun didn't stand still, the earth slowed down, and the phenomena was recorded as history. Joshua and his people triumph and live with the memory that they were great. The beaten person is thrown into oblivion as and labeled anything that history would want to label it. Is there any restitution for that type of action? Or is it we must only accept the winner walking away in triumph through the glory of God because he feels that what he has done is in the best interest of mankind? Now, if that is true, then the God is invalid to itself. But if the God is valid, then the God must provide a way that this particular beaten person make back some restitution or be given back some opportunity for restitution. Alright? That's one page of history. Another group of people set out from Spain and travel across the planet. And on their way they run into some primitive people, and in order to show their supremacy they shot them down with guns or torture them in order to claim the land as theirs. And all for the glory of God, because they want to convert them to a new style of living called Christianity. Those people couldn't accept their views because they were living in a little space to eat something if they could afford it, or do it, or work, but that's all they got. But they're carbon-based bodies. Eventually, they're lost, and so where is their restitution? If only the ones that are marching out with the armor and claiming the conversion in the name of God and calling that valid action of destroying these people as beneficial to spiritual development of mankind. Now, that page of history, stand by. We move the page of history forward to 1940s, and some fellow appears on the scene in a part of the world, and he comes out now and is taking his vengeance out on a certain group of people. And they will claim, in their modern thinking, that this is a criminal, vicious act, and these people should be punished or meted out some kind of a restitution or retribution for their act. And we will go down in history trying to make it right that the people that were being abused are our ethnic group. And therefore, those who are instituting the anguish and the aggression should be punished for instituting it on our ethnic group. In the black.
So, are you saying the Second World War was a real transition in human consciousness?
What? No.
No, it's just a repeat.
That's a repeat, but no. The ethnic group is going to blame the aggressor for taking advantage and a certain vicious criminal act upon their ethnic group. We haven't come out of any process of understanding, but we're going to hold on to our ethnic group as a means to establish dignity and acceptance in a relationship with human thinking. Then all of a sudden, out of the same swirling whirlpool of humanity, a phenomenon emerges. Man might have lived before a few hundred years ago and has come back to face himself in his own particular predicament, but he's not in the same ethnic group he was before he left. He's in another ethnic group. And woman, so these particular conditions begin to show up in periodic cases where we might have lived before. This is still fiction for those people who are holding on to their misery and forcing that particular idea of acceptance for that misery to be recognized as a means for restitution or retribution on those who impose it. Doctors are waking up to say, we've lived before. That is to say, we survived a decent burial. Nobody really died. That's a tremendous shift in consciousness from way back where the guy walks around the wall, blowing and tooting the horn, the wall falls down after 24 hours, killing off a bunch of people, and he wasn't concerned if they died. He was doing for what he wanted, for the glory. And the other group was marching around, killing everybody for the glory of God in his way. And then this other one come and bang up their ethnic group, and that ethnic group is claiming that this is very vicious, it shouldn't have been done. Think of it, our background, and so all cut. Now, here we're going to look at the fourth situation. The fourth situation is, suddenly we were having case histories of people having lived before, and more it seems that we are surviving a decent burial. It's going to throw our thinking into a quandary. Where are we going to compensate back now, or feel that nature provides its own retribution or its own restitution for taking advantage of each other's ignorance, let alone trying to resolve the problem of what is the purpose of existence. So, the man who walked around the wall and claimed his victory in the name of God was happy in his time frame. The victim got his restitution when he came back and play the role of a Spaniard. And the man who walked around the wall, claiming the victory in the name of his God, came back to play the role of the molested Indian. And then the man who walked around claiming the land as a warrior over the Indian came back to be a Jewish man in Germany. And the man who was molested and beaten up because he's a half-breed Indian without any education came back to be the sophisticated goose-step walker. And the guy who was supposed to run them, to put them in some kind of a pattern, might have been one of the old warriors who lost it, and he may be the Hitler. Mm-hmm. So here we got now, but we're trapped.
But I have a quick question here. There have been more and more and more and more and more people as each year goes by.
Yeah.
So where, like, why is that happening? Is it that more people are, more of those earlier entities are volunteering? Is that
what's
happening?
That's right, they're volunteering.
But why are so many of them having to go into such difficult circumstances?
They have to, because why?
That's where all the bodies are.
Let's go to... You're the first man and the first woman in the world. And you're going to shoot out sperms into the woman. Are you shooting one sperm into the woman?
No.
You're shooting out sperms, you know, sperms.
Millions.
Millions. But you're the first pair. And only one of those sperms is supposed to get to that ovum to make your child. What is going to happen? Let's say you shot out 1 million sperms, one got to the ovum, and what happened to the remainder? 999,000?
They had to go back.
Went back to 143 elements.
Good. Then they will say, we are waiting our turn, because after all, brother or sister is going to come up, and ancestry is the origin of ancestry. So we wait our turn, and it keeps piling up. And before you know it, everybody is throwing out millions of sperm, the sulfur body, the methane body, and the silicon body to occupy the one carbon-based body that made it, and all the rest is what cycle back for them to come into work. So on planet Earth now, we may say we got 5 billion people.
But aren't, what about those other 200 planet Earths? Isn't it happening there too?
They're all waiting to be inhabited.
Oh, they're waiting to be inhabited.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, now I have a question about the Hopi.
All right.
The Hopi have this use what we would call metaphor of the door being open in the top of the head.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that they are remembering what they're doing here?
Yes.
And is that why they are called peace? That's what Hopi means?
Mm-hmm.
And that, so that they are really remembering.
Mm-hmm.
They are consciously, they're not having to work real hard like we are.
Yeah.
Can I answer this?
Some of them might be sulfur bodies taking on a carbon-based body and recognizing their mission in the carbon-based body as a Hopi or Hope. We hope to make it this trip.
Now, an elder told me once that, I mean, it's hard to tell, but there are a few up there that are pretty developed and they have inner contact with masters and these and all that. But he said, listen, I was really upset because of the fact that it's all going down the tubes, or what appears to be going down the tubes with the beer and the booze and the drugs and, you know, all these talented guys and gals are in the losing. And he said, look, He said 95% of the Hopi you see are cavalry. And it's their job to take it down the end of the third world. In other words, it's like the karmic payoff is... Does that, you see what I'm saying?
I probably.
Yeah, and that would really, the Hopi, always really blew my mind, but now it makes some sense.
The Hopi is an outward manifestation of some cavalry having to pay off the role.
Right.
In this trip with a Hopi body who must get drunk. Sure, nothing. Before last 400 years ago, I give you right. Now, gentlemen, we're going over to that place called Indies. In the name of the Queen, we must make sure that our word is well understood. And we're going to make them appreciate Her Majesty's power. You're right.
Where'd he get?
Not so. You are a Britisher in India. And then you're walking around feeling great. Then behind the scenes, man, we're going to let these people run our lives. Yeah. You tell us what we're going to
do? Not me.
We're going to have a rebellion.
Okay.
So, the rebellion. Little gorilla tactics. And we whack him and we whack him and we whack him and we whack him. But then, let's say, Sir George Williams is a good general, and he whack and he whack and he got killed in India. But deep down in his heart, before he ever went over, only because he's Sir George Williams, he has to do the job of a general. But he didn't feel it was right that the British government should go there and, what, be in control of those people. Or some mental thought pattern is taking over. But he has to do the job. But he loses his life there in India. 9 times out of 10 is George going to be walking away from space and not paying off? Or is George going to be born again? So if George is born again, what would be his uppermost desire in his heart to do?
Make it up to the Indians.
Good. Then would he be born as a British man in India, or would he be born in one of the most intelligent Indian family, or Bumkoff, or some low...
No, he'd be born in an intelligent Indian family.
Good.
He'd be
in America.
Yeah. And he's going to come to America, right?
And his name is Adano.
And this is going on over and over around. And I've met Indians who are Britishers in their last life, and I've met Britishers who are Indians or Chinese in their last life. And they're, but funny thing, they return to where, and where do they all want to go? The Indian, who is a British in his last life, wants to go where?
Britain.
No.
The Indian who is a
You mean
British?
Like a North American Indian, or the Indian from India?
The Indian that is in India,
okay,
who was a British in his
He wants
last
to go to America.
Good. You just answered the question, because in America, what is the representation?
Freedom.
But when he reads the history book as an Indian, he sees that the British broke away from where? England, while they settled in America, and they were the first British to form their first, what, free society for themselves, and therefore we call it America. Now that Indian, who is a Britisher in his last life, and has remorse for being
carrying on a wish for conquest, wants to do what? Go to Britain? Does he want to stay in England? Or does he want to go to America for an education?
America.
All right, he wants to go to America for an education. He comes over here, but then he can't stay because his family in India, relatives are wealthy, educated. He has an option to what? Betray them or stay over here and declare himself a what?
Citizen. Declare himself a citizen.
Good. And that is happening all over because the subliminal thoughts are coming up to the surface for protection. Now we are gathering to resolve a lot of these things in the carbon-based body to show that those conditions are not bad, but they were necessary conditions to get us to the understanding of accepting the carbon-based body as the opportunity to overcome all the viciousness of the previous body forms, previous incarnations, in the level of conscious understanding and conscious application of not running from life. We don't want magical powers no more to make life a functional behavior. We want to make health and the quality of health in what we are and not who we are or who we were, but what we are as we can always be. Now that the opportunity is consciously realized from the type of body form we're working with, we must make that contribution to grab the opportunity and live it and not fail to be locked into attachment and previous fixations that we have superior powers and that would make us important. We have something better than superior powers.
Carbon body
that provides compassion through service.
It's 1:30, I think.
I have one more question.
Julie?
We can't ask one question.
Well, it's just real late.
Okay, what is the real point of concern, not global war, but that we are continuing to venture out into space, and that before we venture out there with a diamond-based body, that we're going to just be stepping back into the original arena? Is that part of it?
Yes, we're stepping back.
When you said that, you know, we might encounter intelligence that's...
Yes.
Which would be like sulfur or...
Yeah.
And the same thing.
Our carbon-based body would be their inspiration.
Just seeing it out there?
Yeah. No, the thing is this. Remember, Yogananda, Yukteswar, and all of them have achieved their carbon-based body diamond level. And they're all gone to work with what? They're working on those planetary systems with others who are in the sulfur and methane and silicon to get them to accept taking on the opportunity of the carbon-based body. Because they've already achieved it and they have become the cosmic nursemaid. The silicon body was, of course, the cosmic nursemaid. Now the roles are reversed because of the abuse of the knowledge and the power, where the carbon-based body is permanently established as the cosmic nursemaid. So Brother Jesus came down on all of them to say, here at last is the actual type of body that can perform the service to make restitution for the original mistake. The original mistake was trying to own something through those other type of bodies that cannot be owned in this universe. Here now, take on the carbon-based body, achieve the real ownership permanently without decomposition, and then we can all be true heirs of the services of God. In the end, what we're trying to say is this. We would like to phase out the other three type of bodies so that everybody would have a carbon-based body.
Moving into a diamond body.
Moving into a diamond body. The sulfur body, the methane body, and the silicon body to occupy the one. minute, another rest is like cycle back for them to come into work. So on planet Earth now, we may say we got 5 billion people.
But aren't, what about those other 200 planet Earths? Isn't it happening there too?
They're all waiting to be inhabited.
Oh, they're waiting to be inhabited. Oh. Well, now I have a question about the Hopi.
All right.
The Hopi have use what we would call metaphor of the door being open in the top of the head. Does that mean that they are remembering what they're doing here?
Yes.
And is that why they are called peace? That's what Hopi means? Mm. And that, so that they are really remembering. Mm. They are consciously, they're not having to work real hard like we are.
Yes. Can I answer this?
Some of them might be sulfur bodies taking on a carbon-based body and recognizing their mission in the carbon-based body as a Hopi or hope. We hope to make it this trip.
Now, an elder told me once that, I mean, it's hard to tell, but there are a few up there that are pretty developed. They have inner contact with masters and these and all that. But he said, listen, I was really upset because of the fact that it's all going down the tubes, or what appears to be going down the tubes with the beer and the booze and the drugs and, you know, all these talented guys and gals are in the losing. And he said, look, he said 95% of the Hopi you see are cavalry. And it's their job to take it down the end of the third world. In other words, it's like the karmic payoff is, does that, you see what I'm saying?
I probably,
and that would really, the Hopi, always really blew my mind, but now it makes some sense.
The Hopi is an outward manifestation of some cavalry having to pay off the role.
Right.
In this trip with a Hopi body who must get drunk. Right. No, sure nothing. Before last 400 years ago, I give you all right. Now, gentlemen, we're going over to that place called Indies. In the name of the Queen, we must make sure that our word is well understood. And we're going to make them appreciate Her Majesty's power. All right. Not so. You are a Britisher in India. And then you're walking around feeling great. Then behind the scenes, man, we're going to let these people run our lives. Tell us what we're going
to do. Not me.
We don't have a rebellion.
Okay.
So, the rebel. Little guerrilla tactics. And we whack him and we whack him and we whack him and we whack him. But then, let's say, Sir George Williams is a good general, and Iraq, and he got killed in India. But deep down in his heart, before he ever went over, only because he's Sir George Williams, he has to do the job of a general. But he didn't feel it was right that the British government should go there and what? Be in control of those people. Some mental thought pattern is taking over. But he has to do the job. But he loses his life there in India. 9 times out of 10 is George Gamil walking away from space
and not paying off, or is George going to be born again? So if George is born again, what would be his uppermost desire to talk to?
Make it up to the Indians.
Good. Then would he be born as a British man in India, or would he be born in one of the most intelligent Indian family, or Bumkoff, or some low?
No, he'd be born an intelligent Indian.
In America.
And he's going to come to America, right?
And his name is Adano.
And this is going on over and over around. And I've met Indians who are Britishers in their last life, mm-hmm. and I've met Britishers who are Indians or Chinese in their last life. Mm-hmm. And there was funny thing. They return to where, and where do they all want to go? The Indian, who is a British in his last life, wants to go where?
Britain.
No.
The Indian who was
in You mean Britisher? Like a North American Indian or the Indian from India?
The Indian that is in India,
okay.
who was a Britisher in his
last life. He wants to go to America.
Good. You just answered the question because in America, what is the representation?
Freedom.
But when he reads the history book as an Indian, he sees that the British broke away from where? England, while they settled in America, and they were the first British to form their first what? Free society for themselves, and therefore we call it America. Now that Indian was a Britisher in his last life, and has remorse for being carrying on a wish for conquest, wants to do what? Go to Britain? Does he want to stay in England? Or does he want to go to America for an education?
America.
Or if he wants to go to America for an education, he comes over here, but then he can't stay because his family in India, relatives are wealthy, educated. He has an option to what? Betray them or stay over here and declare himself a what?
Citizen. Declare himself a citizen.
Good. And that is happening all over because the subliminal thoughts are coming up to the surface for protection. Now we are gathering to resolve a lot of these things in the carbon-based body to show that those conditions are not bad, but they were necessary conditions to get us to the understanding of accepting the carbon-based body as the opportunity to overcome all the viciousness of the previous body forms, previous incarnations, in the level of conscious understanding and conscious application of not running from life. We don't want magical powers no more to make life a functional behavior. We want to make health and the quality of health in what we are and not who we are or who we were, but what we are as we can always be. Now that the opportunity is consciously realized from the type of body form you're working with, we must make that contribution to grab the opportunity and live it, and not fail, be locked into attachment and the previous fixations that we have superior powers and that would make us important. We have something better than superior powers.
Carbon body
that provides compassion through service.
It's 1:30, I think.
I have one question.
Julie?
You can't ask one question.
Well, it's just real late.
Okay, what is the real point of concern, not global war, but that we are continuing to venture out into space, and that before we venture out there, with a diamond-based body, that we're going to just be stepping back into the original arena? Is that part of it?
Yes, we're stepping back.
When you said that, you know, we might encounter intelligence that's,
yes,
which would be like sulfur or, yeah, and the same thing.
Our carbon-based body would be their inspiration.
Just seeing it out there?
Yeah. Now, the thing is this, remember, Yogananda, Yukteswar, and all of them achieved their carbon-based body diamond level, and they're all gone to work with what? They're working on those planetary systems with others who are in the sulfur and methane and silicon to get them to accept taking on the opportunity of the carbon-based body. Because they've already achieved it, and they are becomes the cosmic nursemaid. The silicon body was first the cosmic nursemaid. Now the roles are reversed because of the abuse of the knowledge and the power, where the carbon-based body is permanently established as the cosmic nursemaid. So Brother Jesus came down on all of them to say, here at last is the actual type of body that can perform the service to make restitution for the original mistake. The original mistake was trying to own something through those other type of bodies that cannot be owned in this universe. Here now, take on the carbon-based body, achieve the real ownership, permanency, without decomposition, and then we can all be true heirs of the services of God. In the end, what we're trying to say is this, we would like to phase out the other three types of bodies so that everybody would have a carbon-based body.
Moving into a diamond body.
Moving into a diamond body.